over here of in the Maso Matan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu about being Moitzi Klal Yisrael. So there's the Taina that Mi Anochi, and then there was the Taina about Amuna. In the middle, Moshe Rabbeinu asks then he says, "Va'amalahem, ve'mashal kim hina noichi boiled neisol v'matilam alakev v'sechem shlachani aleichem v'amuli mashmoi ma'oyim aleichem v'ayim alakim al Moshe erke asher erke." It's a very strange name. One of the shemes of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Erke. Hard exactly. It's not mentioned often, and hard to get an exact read on what erke asher erke is. Erke is one of the shemes of Erke itself. The dachpol of Erke Asher Erke is also something that's not clear. Rashi says it's I will be there with all the Goliaths, but and then he told him Erke Shlachani. I want a little bit to misamik. It seems every time there's a gilui of a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means it's a particular anhaga. One of the elementary sforim in the Inyanim is called Shaira Oira, where it's based on Rav Chaim Volozhin says Yeitzah learning pnim if you learn. Shaira is built on the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What each shame means, in other words, each shame is on Hug on a very basic level, and therefore understanding this point of time would be the gilui of the Hug of Erke. The Rambam says, another Rishon also say, the Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim that Erke is the Shem Havaya. It's a variation on the Shem Havayah. In other words, whatever Shem Havayah means, existence, the Rambam Moreh Nevuchim is masbir that the Achpol is Erke Asher Erke. The Rambam Kedarkei says it means that Shem Havayah doesn't translate itself into any other Shemus or into anything else. In other words, when I speak about Alekim and I say that he's the Odin al Kolaretz, the Shevet al Kolaretz, when I speak about the name of Adnos and so on, I'm translating HaKadosh Baruch Hu into another context. I'm saying that he's the Adnan of the world, which is a common musig, and it's a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the ultimate Adai. Erke Asher Erke means Shem Havayah does not have any other particular way to describe it. It can only be described within itself. That's the way the Rambam learns it. But actually, yeah, the Rambam is saying that it comes from the Shem Erke, from Shem Havayah, but it is something different. It does not masbe exactly what is the nature of Erke. The Meshech Chochma says a fascinating nekuda. He says, Erke Asher Erke, he says, it's the gematria of the Shemus. Erke is 21. The amount of Haskaris in the Tefillin Shel Yad is 21. The amount of Askaris in the Tefillin Shel Roish is 21. So Erke Asher Erke is the gematria of the Askaris in Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish. Same parish isn't. So, gematrias are a remis for something. Gematrias are not an end in themselves. That's not the. So what's the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish over here? And faket, the achpol of Erke Asher Erke is being madgis something, Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish. So I want to be oimed a little bit on a certain chelek. Lemoshel, we say v'hoya Hashem l'melech. One of the malchias that we say on Rosh Hashanah is v'hoya Hashem l'melech kol haaretz by muhi Hashem echadosh me'echad. And in a certain sense, that's where the tos. Of that's why the Goyin says we don't say v'nema v'yashem l'chol haaretz because it's betzem not shayich to alkein hakaven alein. Alein alkein hakaven is the introduction to malchias. The v'yashem l'chol haaretz is the beginning of malchias. It belongs. It's part of the psukim, not part of the tefillin. But Bemela has no mokum. That's why the Goyin didn't say it. And that's why the Goyimniks don't say it. But al kaponim, it's a pasuk of malchias. The truth is. In a certain sense, you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Melech. You're saying, V'hoya Hashem Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yashem Echad Shmei Echad. You're saying there'll come a day when he'll be Melech. We hope so, we believe so, we think so. But it's strange that Malchi is Lechur. We should be Lechur being Madgish to Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it is now. Shema Yisrael has Hashem as the Malchus. We pass him as the Malchus, we say it. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Melech. We accept him as a Melech. So in the name itself, Yudke Vavke, we say Hoya Hoive V'yia. Now, Hoya Hoive V'yia is a strange... there's a distinction, a sakina chrifta between the first two and the last one. When I call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Havaya, and in it I'm supposed to think Hoya Hoive V'yia. That's the most basic... Hagdara that of Pirush Hamilus that we're supposed to think in Havaya. So Hoya is something that we can, when a person says something was, that's a definite description. It's a metzias. I'm talking about a metzias. This was. When I say something exists now, I'm also defining a very clear metzias. I'm saying it exists. This is. When I say something will be, l'chura, it's not. I'm not talking about something that is a metzias. I'm usually talking, come on, always a probability. How does language fit a future? In other languages, some of the other languages, the English and German and Bimela. You know, English through German, there's a very interesting contrivance to do it. We say, he will go there. What it meant originally was, he wishes to go there, he wants to go there, and because that's the only thing you can say. I can't say something will be there tomorrow if I'm not a Navi. So all I can say is, Reuven wants to go there and tomorrow. So will, vel, is we use that. In Lashon Kodesh, we also have it. And more subtly, because Lashon Kodesh is a much more subtle language. The term, when you want to say, I plan on going, you use aleph, you plan on going, you use a tough. When I want to speak about the thing's existence tomorrow, when I say this building will be destroyed tomorrow, I say Abinyan Hazeh Yehares, a Yud. Yehaseh. Those are terms using, Yud is the Ois that refers to something in the future. Yud, it says, is Bechokhmese, the Yansim Zil Taish is Bechokhmese. Yud is the Ois of Chokhma. It means that what I'm saying is, the intent to do it, what I'm describing today is not what's going to happen tomorrow, because I can't make an emissary statement about tomorrow. I can only say that there is a perfect intent to do it tomorrow. That's as far as I can go with that. So when I use the yud, I'm speaking about that feature of something the absolute determination that it happened tomorrow, the absolute preparation, determination, plot that it happened tomorrow is there already. The Arizal says that in Golos Mitzrayim there was a Golos of Das. There's two things it says. It speaks about Golos of Dibur, spoken sometimes. It says also there was a Golos of Das. So you could say stam, Klal Yisrael was kemata of David Zara and so on. It's not, you can explain it very simply. But I think in the Oimek it means that das is the chelik of the person that flows into maisa. It's anything that exists in a person's mind, whether understanding, intent, belief, and so on, is sort of... it's maybe, it's iffy. If I ask somebody, do you believe that smoking is bad for you? The person will say yes. Do you think it's bad? Yes. But, if you see something coming at you, you jump. You don't think, you jump, because it's a metzias. When you think that there will be something dangerous, even though it's not as if you question it or you have proof against it, but you just, it's just not maisa. Das is the faculty of a person that translates understandings and ideas into things that are real. Boaz Modai means Boaz, my acquaintance, the person who I know. But Vayeda Mschave is when something became very firm, when it becomes physical, when an understanding becomes a physical connection, that's called Das. It's described as Das because that's what Das is. It's when something becomes a physical reality. The Metzius of Migolos Mitzrayim, Avraham Avinu was noteya, the nekuda of Chochma in Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu knew. Avraham Avinu was oimed on the Emes Rebriya. He was oimed on the Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on.
He asked Bamo Eida. In other words, I understand that I know and I'm not missing anything that's in Seichel. But it's not firm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being maftiach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, but it's not real to me. In other words, the hoya and the hoiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metzias. The year in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach, and the haftoch, Bamo Eda expressed that there's a lack of tfisa that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to us, a rutzen is the same as a metzias. You know, you say baruch she'ama voya olam, baruch oime voise. There's goyzo mekayim. By a kaddish baruch hu, the ama voya olam is the same as the oime voise. There is no gap between when we say that a kaddish baruch hu is hoya hoive v'yia. The year doesn't mean that tomorrow there's going to be an event. It means today it's real. In Milad Alma, when you buy something, there's a price. When you buy futures, there's no price. There's no price. The price is much less. Even though it's the more clear and the more probable will happen, the closer it is to the price of today. But the price of tomorrow is never the same. You see it in halacha also, and halacha recognizes it as a metzias. A person can't buy something, can't make a kinyan on a davar shebo leolam. The main reason is two reasons given nachem, but the main reason is smichas das. A person is not semich das on something that's not here now. The haftachas a person makes, he's mechuyev to keep as haftachah, but he's not mechuyev, it doesn't create a metzias, a real metzias, it's dvarim ba'alma. Anything that's not an oilam ha'maisa, and it's just oilam ha'chshava, is that in kachim, in yonim of kedusha, you see, it's a difference. See, Amir Legavoy is Kemisir Lehedyet. Machshav of Tztok of Nedova is has a din of its chal. The more a person is the inyanim that are more shayach to kedusha, those are inyanim that the oilam of deis and machshavis are closer to metzias. So Klal Yisrael, the Ovis had planted seeds in Klal Yisrael. And those seeds included the Muna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that stayed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmim, that he didn't let us slip Mitzrayim until it fell through. The Muna go. But the Chelek, that a Haftacha would be for the future, that a Nevuah and Haftacha is present, that was missing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when Moshe Rabbeinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told him, you should go bring the Gula. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, what's the Gilui now? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Gilui is going to be, the Haftach of the Ovis is going to become so real. The Bama Eda of Avraham Avinu is going to become for us a permanent yediyah. And he said Eker means that it will be, there's a future, and that future is a metzias now. Eka she eka, I think, would mean that what's osid, the aleph of the eka and the hoy of eka, the will do and the being of metzias is one and the same. Eka she eka means what will be, will be. In other words, the first one is hadgasha on the first part of it, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do, he will do. It's a metzias. That's the beginning of Eka she eka. And if you take a look, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Daya Letzor B'Shaita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes. Daya Letzor B'Shaita, the Tzorah part of it is Daya L'Shaita. It says a Navi that says something about a bad thing that's going to happen, and it's not Miskayim, it's not a Pirchon the Nevuah, like Yirmiyah and so on, because bad things, the Haftacha for the future, doesn't have to be Miskayim. So there's no Eke on that. Dai Letzor B'Shaita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, yes, those in Yanim, he agreed, those in Yanim that are, the Tzara part of it is not something I can tell you there will be Tzaras. But the Eke part of it is a Metzias Kavur. I think that's the Pshat, Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Roish. It's very interesting. If people think that the reason you can't be Mafsik is the Bracha, which it is true that the Bracha is an issue. But it says way before the brachas. It says they were chayze from the marchas of Muhammad for somebody who's mafsik between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish. Tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish is the linkage between what's in das and what's in the olam ha'maisa. And b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu and b'meila eka she eka is a chibur of tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish. The two shemes are equivalent, obviously, it's the same pashas, but it's telling me that eka sheke means this, the chibur of the eka, which is the seichel and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ritzoinai, chachmasai, aftachosai, and the kiyum adava is one and the same. Whenever we speak about golas, whenever we speak about hest upon him and so on, The Nisayan is always on this chelik of emuna. This is where emuna comes in. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bayroi Lamim. That's not a suffix, most people. We believe there's Ashkocha. But the Haftachis. And for us to see it as Metzias, rather than just, yeah, of course, I'll be Mekayim. But it's not something that we see in front of us. It's not palpable and tangible the way something that is a real metzias is. The eka she'eka means the netiah of emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into Klal Yisrael was the shame of eka, that future is metzias. The year, the eka, is not less Hoya, not less Havaya than the Hoya and the Hoiva. That was the Seid and Sheirish of that Golos and that Gula. And that's the Seid and Sheirish of all the Golos and all the Gulas. The Nisayan is always the Nisayan of Lulei Amanti, believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haftachis are the same. There's no difference in price between futures and present goods by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Baruch Shama Vayoilam and the Baruch Oime Voice and the Goyza Mekayim is one and the same. It's the same. And the Amira itself is the Metzius itself. And we should be zeicher that with the Koyach of Emuna in all the inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu megala through Eke, we should be zeicher to sechzene neinu b'shufa letzion rachmim, that the metzias of hoiven, the metzias of us, it should become one metzias of avaritas.
There's a connection between the Shuvah to Avraham Avinu then
the Bris Mei Absurd. Golos Mitzrayim was the ice fear, was the way in which this would have to fear itself through. This is how it would come through. In Bris Mei Absurd, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him by his hand, Kav Yahu, through that Indian. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him
through that mitzvahs. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how karbanos works. That you're right. I mean,
does it relate to Eke as first person? It's different than the regulation of Eke, which is like third person.
Well, Eke is Akash Baruch Hu talking to us. Mm-hmm. So Akash Baruch Hu has to say Eke, but when Akash Baruch Hu says Eke, is referring to what we refer to Yia. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why the Yud of Yia is much more when we describe an objective reality, we describe with a Yud. That's normal. That's mm-hmm. Tiny enigma.
Remember Michael Eisner's Kashin?
Yeah, I'm losing.